Hello, 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 hello. Hello. Hi. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes. Welcome. We are back. We are back. It's another fabulous Friday with your favorite friends on the 6 Hours Radio Network with AJ and the Squad tonight as we present the Queen's Court, Women Empowering Women. And as always, starting out, a woman who would definitely empower all of us, a prayer with Evangelist Clayton.
Hallelujah. Giving honor to our Father, His Son, and the Holy Spirit, who way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, and light in the darkness. Our Father, which art in heaven, holy would be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debt, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but to deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Having your Son, Jesus Christ's name, that we ask and that we pray. Father God Almighty, we just want to say hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for meeting us right here once again. Father God, to lift up your holy name, God. You are our way maker, God. You are our miracle worker, Father God. You are our promise keeper, Father God. And you are that light in the darkness, Father God, like no other, Father God. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we know that you're able, God, to do all things, Father God. We know that you're able to break every chain, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, we give you all the praise and all of the glory once again, God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Father God, wash us thoroughly from our iniquity, God, and create in us a clean heart, Father God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We know, Father God, that we can come to you just as we is, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. And you will fight our battles for us, Father God, because the battle is not ours, but it belongs to you, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We know, God, that you're the same today, yesterday, and forevermore, God. And Lord, I just want to give you the praise, God. And I just want to tell you thank you, Heavenly Father, for being God all by yourself, Father God. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Father God, we give you glory and we give you praise, God, for one more opportunity in the 2024, God. You have opened up the windows of heaven, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, and a charge to keep our hands in a God that we're going to glorify, because you made a way out of no way, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we ask, Lord, that you continue to touch, Father God, AJ and the squad in Queen's Court, Father God. Father God, touch each and every member, God, whatever that all stands in the need of, God, according to your will, God, that your will is done, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, leading God us, God, post us up, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We know, God, that you're the same today, yesterday, and forevermore, God. And, Lord, you're going to lead and guide us, God, on this path of righteousness for your name's sake, God, and we're going to do it the right way, God. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for bringing us across the danger highways and byways. God, how you showed up and showed out, God, for the homegoing services, God. We know, God, that you meet us right here at the appointed time. And we're going to glorify your name. And we're going to tell you thank you, Heavenly Father. We're going to tell you thank you, God, for doing all that you've done in our life. God, you have, God. God, you revamped us, God. You revived us, God. You restored us, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we were able to stand against the wiles of the world, God, like no other, God. You have made us, God, whose we are today, God. And without a doubt, God, we can't do it without you, God. Father God, continue to touch 6 Hours Radio Network. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask, Lord, that you continue to touch every other radio station, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Touch every listening ear, Father God. Touch every fan, God. Touch every member, Father God, that find it not robbing, God, in the name of Jesus, God, to request, God, the missing of the AJ and the squad in Queens Court, Father God, because we know, God, that you, Father God, have put love in their heart for us, God, in the name of your son, Jesus Christ. And Lord, we thank you, God, that they get some out of the program, God. They don't leave empty-handed, Father God, but they leave with something on high, Father God. They leave encouraged, Father God. They leave, Father God, with information, God. They leave, Father God, with technology, Father God. They leave, Father God, with love in their heart, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, like no other, God, you are able to do all things, God. Above all that we ask or we think, Father God. Father God, continue to massage Sister Destiny and her family heart, God. Continue to massage her even the most, God, in the name of your son, my family, God. In the name of your son, Jesus Christ. Father God, continue to touch each and every squad member, God. You know whose they are and what they stand in the need of, Father God. Father God, continue to touch Johnny, Father God. Amari, Father God. Ayana, Father God. Continue to touch, Father God, Mahogany, Father God. Continue, Father God, to touch, Father God, Gummy, God. Touch it in a special way, Father God. Continue to touch AJ Angel, Father God. His son, Father God. Father God, his son, Fiance, God. Continue to touch them in a special way, God. Continue to touch my family as a whole, God. Name by name in every situation and circumstances by our own, God. Father God, touch the listeners, Father God. Touch them in a special way, God. Touch the Lockless, Father God. The Johnson, Father God. Touch the Neil household, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Touch, Father God, above all we ask or think, Father God. Father God, you're the head and not the tail, God. And Lord, we're leaning and we're depending on you, God. Father God, for this breakthrough, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, you show up, God, and you show out, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, because you, God, you made it possible, God. You, God, that we can lean and we can depend on, Father God. When we fall, God, you pick us back up and make us stronger, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And, Lord, sometimes we're tried by the fire, God, but you bring us through the fire, God, not smelling like smoke, God. But we give you all the glory. We give you all the praise, God, like no other, God. You're able to do all things above all. Trust God, Father, Father God, his family, God. His children, his grandbabies. Touch them in a special way. Brother Samaje, his family, God. You know whose they are and what they stand in the need of, God. So according to your will, God, that your will would be done, Father God. Father God, and touch them wet tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, you massage her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, God. And you said in the book of Isaiah, by your stripes, God, she's already healed in the name of Jesus, God, like no other. She's able, God, to come through, Father God, because we got the victory in you tonight, God. And, Lord, we give you the glory. We give you the praise, God. You better show up, God, and you better show out, God, because we looking, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to go higher, God, higher heights and deeper depths, God. Look down upon the 6 Eyes Radio Network as a whole, each and every member, God. You know who they are and what they stand in the need of, God. So according to your will, that your will would be done, God. And, Lord, we give you the glory. We give you the praise, God. In the mighty name of your son, Jesus Christ, that we touch and agree and that we pray. You show up and you show out. In Jesus Christ's name that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Welcome again to the Queen's Court, first Friday of every month, yes. First Friday of the new year. So thank you guys for coming in and joining us. Thank you for waiting upon us so patiently. We're here. We're back. We've got a great show for you. So sit back and relax. Call a friend. Tell them to come on over. Hang out with us for the new year. Do yourself a favor. Give yourself that honor of hanging out with the hottest in town.
You better say it, hottest.
Hello there. Who do we have here?
Yes, my name is Candy Bell Johnson. This is my little son here, Little B. Say hello, Little Lady.
Hi, my name is Little Jelly, and we came for story time. Yeah, there's a special person here for story time, and we want to come by. Well, come right on in. Sit down there. Here for your sister.
Thank you very much for asking me.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are here today to listen to Miss Allison M. Keith. She's the author and writer of Why Am I Different? And she's going to read it to you, her very own book.
Good evening to each and every one of you, and welcome to another great episode of the Queen's Court, along with AJ and the squad, here on the Six Eyes Radio
gonna harm you, not while I'm around. Nothing's gonna harm you, no sir, not while I'm around. Demons are prowling everywhere nowadays. I'll send them howling, I don't care, I got away. No one's gonna hurt you, no one's gonna dare. Others can desert you, not to worry, whistle, I'll be there.
What will we think of next?
No one's gonna hurt you, no one's gonna dare. I'll just assure you not to worry, whistle, I'll be there. Demons will charm you with a smile for a while, but in time, nothing's gonna harm you.
Confidence. Your confidence is something the world will always attack, because self-worth and inner peace is something that they will always lack. Your confidence stands strong, and your strength you will always endure. You light up any room with your radiant glow, and your deepest intentions are always pure. Your presence was made from greatness, from the one who sits on high. He said that you were wonderfully made, and you are beauty to any eye. Your confidence or your joy, the world can never take. Because you are true to who you are, and your image is never fake. So look yourself into the mirror and enjoy what you see. Because each day I pray you love yourself as much as I love me. This is the Queen from the Six Eyes Radio Network with AJ and the Squad, and of course, the Queen's Court. Have confidence in yourself.
Whoa.
That was Breaking Ain't No Stopping Us by Ollie and Jerry. The floor is yours, my queen.
Hi, hello. Thank you so much, so much. Boy, I remember that song and that movie a long time ago. I remember. Yes. Thank you, Evangelist Clayton, for such a powerful prayer. Thank you, AJ. Did he not do a good job on opening you guys? Thank you,
no
AJ. I know that's right. You better do your thing. Woo-woo.
Squad.
Again, welcome everybody to the Queen's Court tonight. AJ and the Squad is presenting tonight every first Friday of the month, the first one of 2024. So we are going to open up some mics. We're going to check on some mentors. Remember, if you want to talk, press the 1 and we'll get your mic opened up. We're going to start out with our queens, make sure all our women are doing just fine, empowering and inspiring one another because that's what we're all about. And I am the queen, and I am doing just fine. Why would I not be? Why would I not be? What reason would I have not to be doing fine? I'm on the radio. I'm on here with the squad. I'm on here with all of you beautiful people that has been supporting us, loving us, asking about us, wondering. Thank you guys so much. Thank y'all, thank y'all, thank y'all for not giving up on us. Thank y'all because we are because you are. So thank you so much. And I'm here with my king. What? I can't help but be a 10++, and I am complete.
Amen. Good afternoon, each and every one. It is a pleasure to be back in the house one more time where the house is on fire tonight. Amen. Mm-hmm. I am Evangelist Clayton, and I'm hailing out of Tallahassee, Florida. Amen. And I tell you one thing for sure and two things I know. Squaw, you sound good tonight to me. You sound real good.
What?
Amen. And it's such a pleasure to hear your voices. My mission, amen, has been up and down. It's been like a roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
But the greatest gift of it all, earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Amen. So back to back last week, we buried my niece. Today, we buried my first cousin. And I tell you, this has really been a rocky hill for me. Amen. And my daughter from another mother is ill tonight, but to God be the glory, because the God that I serve, the God that we serve, is mighty and all-powerful. So I thank God for bringing us through my homegoing services from last week, this week, today. Amen. Because I know that they knew who Christ was. And that makes it all worthwhile. When you can die in Christ, amen, to God be the glory, you have no complaints. So I thank God, amen, for where he has me at tonight. Amen. To God be the glory. And on this journey is a learning journey. Sounds are beautiful. Sounds are beautiful. And I say to you again, AJ and the squad in Queen's Court tonight, you sound so beautiful. Sound is beautiful. And I'm grateful to be here with you guys tonight. Amen. Helen, out of the Tallahassee area. Well, Florida A&M, woo-woo, amen, is a champion. Like you got the glory and the praise. Now pray my continuously in the Lord as we continue to go higher. Amen. I'm complete.
Amen. Queen, step on up. Hey.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi. Hey, baby.
Hey.
How are you feeling?
I feel terrible. But I am here. I just want to come through and say hello. And I'm checking in from North Carolina. And I'm glad that you guys are back here. Yay, North Carolina.
Okay.
Yes, I love you all, and I thank you all for your prayers.
I love you.
Thank you so much.
Love
you.
Thank you, Mama. And don't let me give my belt. Don't
love
give
you.
My belt.
Love you so much.
Thank you, Tony.
Mr. Tony, sit down over there. Let me try to jump.
Can I just say
there.
Something real quick?
Yes, sir.
I know this is the Queen's Court, but I would just like to say to Ms. Silhouette, to everybody, once again, because a lot of people are not aware of what's going on, but another soldier, and us amongst the squad understand what I mean when I say that, but it doesn't matter where we are, what our condition is, show up, show out.
That's
you
right.
Keep fighting a good fight. You hear me, Miss Silhouette, baby? We all praying for you.
Absolutely. I appreciate it so much. Absolutely.
I love you, baby. And I'll check on you. Okay?
I love you, too. I appreciate it.
We love you, too.
Love you, too.
You just talk, relax, and you just enjoy listening to the show.
Absolutely. And I'm happy to be here. That is my birthday too, but I suck right now.
Yes.
That's okay.
You
just you know us. You just sit back and relax. You know how we do.
Thank you.
Next queen.
Hello. I am calling from the North Carolina area, and I'm Miss Pride and Joy. And I give myself a 10 for tonight.
Okay. You better say that 10, girl.
You know it.
Next queen up.
Hello, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Okay.
Hey. So it is me. It is the diva. I am here hailing from Orlando, Florida. Always repping Houston, Texas. So I am so glad to be here. I'm glad to be back. Yes.
Hey.
I'm so glad to hear all of y'all voice. So you can't help me as 10. And I'm complete.
All right.
Thank you, baby.
Happy New Year.
Thank you, baby. I love and it's Pride and Joy. I just love hearing her. She's
like, hey.
Yeah. North Carolina in a building. Yay.
North Carolina, you
okay.
Better know
love
it.
You now. I'm behaving.
We
all
play.
I'm complete.
Destiny.
Yes, ma'am.
And go.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Hello, everyone. This is Destiny, calling from out of the state of Virginia. Hello. My mental right now is like the 8.5, and I know for all of you that don't know, my favorite uncle that lives right beside me, he passed away on Christmas Eve. And tomorrow is his memorial. You know, I was sad and all of that, but I'm just happy to know that he's not struggling. He's not gasping for breathing problems. He's not trying to breathe. He's at peace. And for that, I'm thankful to the Lord for carrying him and letting him rest in the bosom of him. You know, so I'm just thankful to God and just pray for me. Pray for my family that we will make it to tomorrow because I know everything is going to be all right.
Amen.
Already all right.
Yes, it is. It's already done, honey. Already done. Any more queens? If you want to talk,
evening,
press
everyone.
1. Hello.
Good evening.
Hi, my name is I just wanted to chime in and let you guys know I'm here tonight joining you all from Palm Beach County, Florida. This is my first time joining you all. So I'm happy to be here.
Hey.
You made it.
Good evening.
And what's
welcome.
Your name?
Welcome to the Queen's Court. Now you're joining the squad.
My name
on the 6 Hours Radio Network. Welcome.
Okay, Tasha.
Thank you.
Tasha, was you on the Zoom last night?
Mm-hmm. I was.
Okay, yep, see that? Okay.
You know, God always working. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Jump on over.
Yes, ma'am.
You thought last night was something. Just sit on
Tasha
that.
Tasha is a powerful somebody, y'all. She's a powerful somebody. Yeah. Well, little bit I heard, it was like, whoa.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Any more queens? Any more queens?
Praise
Hello,
God.
My name is Mary Bush. I'm born with Long Island. Everything is well with me. And I give praise to God for all he has done.
I didn't hear you completely, but you know what I heard? I heard you say you praise God for all he's done. So, hey, welcome. You are considered welcome.
Man.
I think Destiny's been trying to say something. I believe there's somebody else way in the background that's been able to try to been trying to say something as
I
well.
I think that was Evangelist Knight on the
stage. Miss Lockley. Mm-hmm. Hey.
Hey, hello everyone. This is Cindy Lockley.
Yay!
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, Miss Friday Joy, everyone.
Hello.
This is my wife, Alyssa Lockley from Tallahassee, Florida. And thank the Lord for his many blessings. And we just want to let you all know that my husband and I are very thankful that, and we're very grateful and we appreciate all that you do to put the show together and surround us with you and other families and friends from all around the world. And we truly, truly appreciate the confidence and love that you show to each and every one of us every time we're on the show. We just thank God for that. We couldn't be anywhere else, but this is the place we'd rather be with AJ and the Queen's Court.
The hottest radio station in the nation. Amen. 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 Any more queens?
Whoever
your queen.
I thought I heard Evangelist Knight.
Yes, I'm here.
I thought
here,
I heard Evangelist Knight.
Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am, we can hear
you. Praise God. It's a blessing to hang out with you all on this Friday night. And I praise God for this show us. And y'all just keep on doing what you're doing, and that's enjoying Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Evangelist Knight.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm blessed. I'm Nancy Lockley out of Tallahassee, Florida. With my wife, Cindy Lockley, and I'm glad to be on the Six Eyes Radio Network with AJ and the squad in the Queen's Court. And how y'all doing?
Doing well.
We are doing well, sir. Thank you for asking.
We're doing good.
We are doing well as well.
That's good. That's good. And I'm looking forward to the rest of the show tonight, and there's no other place I'd rather be than right here on Six Eyes Radio Network.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, any more? I'm sorry.
Y'all gotta apologize. That's all right.
You know,
God
is awesome. God is amazing. Yeah. And I don't care what the devil tries to do and who he tries to use, God is gonna always get the glory.
Amen.
And tonight, it just shows the love. It just shows the support. Mm-hmm. It shows the importance of what we're doing and what we've been doing. And for the Lockleys and the people from Florida and the ladies from last night and people that's laying there sick, just to come in and say, I'm so glad y'all back. We've missed y'all. That's like you just met your family, your first time in a family reunion. That is a beautiful, beautiful thing. And we can't say thank you enough. We cannot say thank you enough. That's almost like with God. You can't thank God enough. But as long as I have breath in my body, even if I got to get it from a machine, I'm going to continue to say thank you, guys. I'm going to continue to thank my God for you guys. Because this is awesome. This is absolutely beautiful. There's nothing ugly about this, and I love it. And I'm sorry, I just had to throw that in there because y'all got me over. I had to take my glasses off because I can't see. They fogged up. I'm completely okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Amen. Where we at? We still with the queens, or
somebody was
the kings?
Speaking. I'm sorry. Somebody was talking.
My bad. Go ahead.
All right, this is Queen Nye calling out of Ohio. I am the station manager, and I want to welcome everyone. I would say that we're truly thankful, and, you know, I'm just going to say I thank God for all that he does and allowing us to continue.
Amen.
And I'm a 10. I am complete.
Amen.
Any more queens? Any more queens? All right. Okay, Mr. Tony, you can go.
I'm just like in a race or something. I'm stopping at the Vista speech. Y'all got this big old Kool-Aid smile glued to my face. And I'm showing all my teeth, like, the whole time. Everybody's seen.
Okay.
It's just been a lot of joy and love. And, you know, I love all of y'all beautiful people. And it's always awesome and great to be in the Queen's Court. You know, I just love being around a bunch of queens. I enjoy y'all. And I enjoy my brothers, too, but I enjoy the queen. Y'all
that's
really
why you got
know
that
Kool-Aid
smile on the
floor.
Everybody
notice he ain't sleep tonight.
Y'all got me awake
tonight. He wide awake
tonight. All this love in the room. Who can't be a 10 in this, man? All this love. I'm awesome. I'm a 10, and with that, I'm complete.
Amen. Any more keys? Step up.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It is
Godfather.
It is so good to hear everybody's voice again.
Yes.
You really don't know how much I miss all of you. And I want to tell everybody, you might not know it, but I know why Miss Lady is happy. See, none of you probably don't know it, but I tune in. And AJ was putting rockets up into the sky, and diamonds was falling out. That's why she's there, kings and queens. Look what all they got. You know, I just believe.
They said the diamonds is a woman's best friend.
Hey,
happy queen, happy king, my brother.
But
ladies and gentlemen, I'm enjoying y'all. Thank God we're back home and we can laugh forward to each other. And I did have a 9, but after Mrs. Wentworth came up, oh, baby, I jumped to a 10 because I knew I was going to win. Later.
That is so, sir. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes, darling. I know it, baby. You make my day.
Look at him. This is a family show.
Good evening.
I heard somebody in the background somebody was trying to say something.
I think that's Mr.
Good evening. Good evening.
Hey, how are you?
Good evening.
And of course, Minister Elvin, how are you guys doing out there?
Hi, how are you?
We're blessed. How are you, sir?
Good evening.
Good evening.
You know, we from Jersey City, the Garden State.
Yes.
Hi. Welcome.
Okay.
Hey.
Thank you.
Hey, Miss Kim.
Excuse somebody.
Amen.
Glad of you guys to join us.
Well,
absolutely. Good evening. Good evening to you.
Bless you as well.
Yes.
We just want to be in the background and relax.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
We're glad that you're here. Thank you. Welcome to all.
Yes, yes.
No problem.
Do we have any more kings? Any more kings?
Any more kings? Okay, guess whose turn?
Me.
Guess whose turn it is?
I guess my turn, huh? Good evening, everyone. This is AJ calling out of the great city and state of Cleveland, Ohio. My mentor at this very second is a million and still rising. Last week I was going through some things. My son was in a car accident. He's okay. And then I was dealing with the whole situation of us being shut down for a while. That was kind of depressing. But, you know, as I said, right now we are back on the 6 Hours Radio Network. Everything is beautiful. And as it has been so elegantly put tonight, Mr. Tony said, how can you not be on 10? How can you not have a smile on your face with all this love, with all this positivity? And I've always said it. I love doing what we do, and I love being a part of the Queen's Court. I love being able to sit back and listen to all these wonderful, miraculous queens do what it is they do and bring all these women together every first Friday. I just love what we have built, what the queens have built. And as it has been said and stated, we appreciate each and every one of you who call into the podcast and stream with us and everything that you do on our Facebook and all the, you know, support that you give us in the content. We appreciate everything you do. I'm here with my queen. I'm here with the Queen's Court. I'm here with the squad. I'm here with all of our family and friends. And it is a great day and a great new year of completion, as we have been talking about so much. So with that, I'm complete, and I cannot wait for a great show.
Amen. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. Any more kings? Any more kings?
How y'all doing? How you doing?
Hey, two-piece.
Yeah. My mental, is off the chain right now, you know. The devil tried to be busy early this evening, but it's all good. The devil tried to step in, but when I tune into this show, it's like all them characters that got together on one accord, they just start running all over the place. So it's about a million when I'm running all through this podcast somewhere. They might be coming out, like, who knows. But, you know, glad to be back, glad to be on this show. It just, I can't say nothing but hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. To God be the glory.
Amen.
And I'm complete.
Amen. Anybody else? Okay. Well, our speaker is here. Ms. Allison, just give us just a couple of minutes. Thank you for waiting so patiently. I love the fact that you're here. Do you have anything you want to say before you start? Because I can sure let you do that. But if not, we know that we are good for providing resources and information that's needed for everybody, for a lot of people, whatever the case may be. So we dig into a lot of awareness, a lot of news, a lot of resources. We have a very, very in-depth reporter that keeps us on top of that. So, Ms. Pride and Joy, you want to present some of your awarenesses for the month?
Okay. Stocking Awareness Month. January is National Stocking Awareness Month. Stocking Awareness Prevention and Annual Calls to Action to recognize and respond to the serious crimes of stalking. Join the first ever Stalking Awareness on January the 18th. Help us name it the loudest one yet by using the ideas that we learn, that we teach, that we share and reflect. Not sure where we will begin, but we're planning a webinar. Check it out. A pledge to get started. Again, January the 18th is the day of action for stalking awareness. Reflect on your response to stalking, honoring champions and change makers in your community with a certificate of appreciation. Victim service. others play a vital role in the intervention and response to stalking. We encourage service providers to use the resources that we give. That is victim-centered research, informed, and practice-based staff members are available to provide training to practitioners. Go to victim.org, connect. The telephone number is 1-855-484-2846. Again, 1-855-484-2846. Web, victim.org, connect. To learn more about stalking and safety plans, visit the Stalking Resource Center to speak with someone that is trained to help. January Stalking Awareness Month. It's critical that we raise awareness about violating nature of stalking, and it's a warning sign of stalking often occur in many different forms, including making it repeat. Phone calls, sending unwanted letters or other items, and following victims or showing up at their workplaces, their homes. COVID-19 restrictions create new vulnerabilities for victims of stalking, particularly through online messages and social media. Cyber stalking is another form of threatening behavior, including but not limited to unwanted emails, instant and direct messaging, or liking, anxiety that is endured from person to person. Learn more about stalking. Know it, name it, stop it, stalking. Victims Connect Resource Center. Stalking is a course of conduct direct at a specific person that will cause a reasonable person-to-person feel fear. That's stalking. Call the National Sexual Assault Hotline, 1-800-656-4673. 1-855-484-2846. Victim Connect now.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for that. It's definitely needed, and I hope you guys are really listening and understanding what stalking is. So if you don't want that person, you're not interested in that person, when they're sending you stuff and trying to call, don't give no reaction to it. Don't give no reaction. Don't accept nothing. Don't ask for nothing. You got to cut it off. If you don't want it, cut it off. Cut off all ties, because that just gives them false hope. And that false hope can give you something you can't get rid of. So, thank you so, so much for that. We definitely appreciate that. Definitely, definitely.
Amen.
So, Miss Allison, our speaker will be coming right after here, the next election. She is a native of Asheville, North Carolina. Go Asheville, And she writes, and she just turned over a whole series of children's books, and they're so cute. Just the kids that look like us, and they're so pretty. So after this next election, the next voice you hear will be that of author Allison Dees of Asheville, North Carolina. Thank you so much.
Amen.
You will find yourself being placed on her own mute just to give her respect and give her the floor, but you'll be able to hear everything she has to say. So sit back, relax. You got a minute, go grab you something to drink, get you a snack, tell a friend to come on.
All right.
Because we back.
Mental health is also called mental health disorders. They refer to a wide range of mental health conditions, disorders that affect your mood, thinking, and behavior. Examples of mental health is included depression, anxiety disorder, schizophrenia, eating disorder, and many people have mental health concerns. time to time, but a mental health concern becomes a mental health illness. Cause frequency. Stress and affect your ability to function. A mental illness can make you miserable and cause a problem in your daily life, such as school, work, or in relationships. In most cases, symptoms can be managed with a combination of medication and talk therapy. If you have suicidal thoughts, call 911. Call your mental health specialist. Reach out to a close friend, a loved one. Call, text 988-SUICIDE at Crisis Lifeline.
You're listening to the Queen's Court, along with AJ and the squad, here on the Six Eyes Radio. Network.
I just said it'll keep happening, but look now, it's really happening. Who thought was impossible? You say yes, now he's on a roll. Blessings keep stacking. Warfare you packing, he's never leaving you alone. Whatever you speak it, I'm told. Having you say help, he's backing up up there. Whatever you say help, he's backing up up there. Speak whatever you want, what you've been dreaming, you got it. And don't doubt it, see what he's doing.
I need you to clap your hands if you know God has not forgotten about you.
People for miracles.
That was Miracles by Kiara Shard and Pastor Mike Jr.
Hello, hello. How are you? How are you?
I'm doing so well. How is everybody doing tonight?
We're doing good, waiting to hear about you and the babies and the stories and the books and all that good stuff.
All right. You know, before
Excuse me real quick.
Today was not the best day for me. It started out kind of rough, but, and so my mental was a little down, but after calling in and hearing everybody's testimonies and, you know, just hearing all the joy and the love, I can't help, like the other gentleman and lady said, I can't help but smile. You know, I can't help but feel joyfulness and gratefulness. In my heart, and it just, I'm just glad to be in this tonight.
Can you, is there any way you can turn your phone up just a little bit?
And I would just like to say real quick, remember that these mics are open and live, so please be respectful of the speaker, and please be mindful of your backgrounds. Thank you.
Okay, Ms. Allison.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, that's better. It's better.
Okay. Well, like Queen said, I am Allison Enzi, native of Asheville, North Carolina. I have been writing for going on 15 years now. The book that she was talking about, Why Am I Different, is my first children's book. I actually wrote and illustrated it, and I'm so proud of it. It's like, it's almost like my baby. You know, it's really been a blessing to me to see how many kids and adults' lives this book has impacted within just a short amount of time, because it's just released on November 8th of this past year. So I'm just really in awe of God's goodness and God's grace, and how he showed up and showed out with this book.
What got you into wanting to write books, particularly this set of children's books?
Well, what started me writing books is I've always loved to read. As far back as I can remember, I've always been into reading. And when I started writing, even though I started in the romance genre, I wanted to see characters that looked like me. You know, characters
female characters who are short and chubby and, you know, who really, genuinely look like me. And that's how I got started. And that's how I ended up starting the children's book, because I know there are other little girls who had the same questions I did growing up. Like, why don't my classmates look like me? Or why am I different? And I literally went through that. So I said, I know there has to be other children who have experienced that, and other adults who have experienced that, whether be it in their childhood or now. And the representation is needed. And there are other books out there, but it's not enough. It hasn't reached the masses where these babies are able to hold their heads up high. And if God can bless me to touch one child who their self-esteem and self-awareness will be better because of my book, then I've done what I feel I've been called to do.
So you say you also wrote in a romance novel, so can you tell us a little bit about that? Because that sounds good right there. So can you tell us a little bit about some of your romance novels? She dropped. It's okay. You know, we know how technology can be. It's all right. We'll get her back in here. And while we're waiting on her to come back, we had someone that wanted to, let me make sure she's not back in here yet. We know how technology can be. But again, anytime we're doing God's work, the devil's trying, so. We'll keep on moving. We'll keep on going. Let's check and see if she's back in here yet. Because we don't hear about this book, because I want to know what it is. Just hold tight, hang tight. Okay, here we go. Miss Allison?
Hey, hey, hey. I am so sorry.
It's okay, baby. It's okay. We're glad you're back. We're glad you're back.
I'm glad to be back. I was just talking again.
I know, because I was worried for you to about them romance novels that you done wrote, so.
Okay. Well, yes, I started in like more adult romance, and then kind of segued into more inspirational romances, like hislove.com. That was one of my favorites, where a couple met on a Christ-based dating website. All that good stuff. And I may be divorced myself, but I still love love. I still love to see other people's love and joy and feel love. So I'm a big romantic and a big soft in my heart.
So when we met with you, you was telling us about there was a condition you had as far as your vision. You can elaborate on that some? And how did that have that affected your writing any?
Okay. actually what it is the medication I take, it makes me tired, but not like where I'm full out of sleep, but I just can't hold my eyes open and concentrate. So it has slowed me down from as far as how fast I may turn a book or a project out, but it has not stopped the thing. You know, God is still in the bliss of Jesus. I illustrated and wrote the children's book while being on that medication. And I'm in awe. It's like looking at this book is like looking at something that is outside of myself, that is so much bigger than myself. And I am just so, so grateful, y'all.
So what is the character's name and why am I different? Does she have a name? What's her name? Because she's so cute.
Her name is Julia.
Julia, okay.
I actually let my mom name her. I said, Mommy, I want a cute name for a cute little chubby, rosy, cute, chocolate little girl. And she said, Leah. And it just, I liked it, and it stuck.
Okay. Does any of the characters in the book, are they off of anybody that surrounds you, anybody in your family, your friends, or any of your characters picked off of any of those people?
The dad in the story, while he's not overly present, he's away working, you do see him. And a father working hard to provide for his family reminded me of my father. And so I wanted to make sure that was present. You know, so that other cultures can see, hey, not all of us are, you know, coming from single parent homes, you know. And our home still may look different, like a parent may have to work out of the city or out of the state, but we still have the presence of two parents in our lives.
I like that.
And I wanted our baby to see a normal feeling.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you say?
That's
I'm
sorry. Good. I said I like that positive image. That's good. I like that.
Yeah.
So do you have any ideas for your next section? Are you going to do anything for the boys? Maybe something my little grandson?
I am getting a lot of requests for little boys. And I have started something. I haven't gotten far with it yet. But I have started something, and I'm excited about it.
That's got to be exciting. And I know one of the things we talked about last night, you write children's book, but not having your own biological children. So what made you turn to children's books? I mean, I know you were talking about the reading. Did you find not having your own children, was that hard for you to write the children's book, or did it help you in writing your children's book?
Honestly, it was both.
Mm-hmm.
I had some moments where I would sit and it would sadden me and I'd say, Lord, I wish I had my own baby to read this to or whatever. And then I would get a call or a text message from one of my nieces or a picture of my little great nephew. And it felt like it was God's way of saying, you may not have your biological babies with you, but just like me, I am always with you. There are babies for you to love on and babies that love you. And
amen.
that's what made writing this book so easy.
Okay. I saw where Miss Ann Davis was doing a giveaway for one of your books. I thought that was really sweet.
Yeah.
She was reading it online and she was doing the giveaway, and that was really sweet. That was impressive. So give us your information if we want to get into some books from you, if we want to order some. You can tell us that as well as putting it on the Facebook pages, if you don't mind. I thought that was,
You can always reach me at my website, Allison, MBALLYSONMDD, as in David, EESE, .com.
Okay. And she's also on our Facebook page. She dropped again, guys. But she's also on our Facebook page also, author Allison Deese, D-E-E-S-E. So if you want to look her up that way, you can. I'm going to start taking some of you guys off mute. Like I said, hopefully we can get her back in here. If you guys have any questions, because I know she's been nervous about this, but we're going to make this as pleasant as possible. Okay, we got her back. See how good God is? Welcome back. Welcome back.
Thank you. The devil is busy, but God is getting the glory.
That's okay. That's it, honey. We're used to it. It's okay. Because, honey, we know our God don't play about us, so we ain't even worried about what the devil trying to do. I'm going to start taking some of the listeners off mute because some of them may have some questions for you. And if you were muted before she started speaking, I will unmute you again. If you were not muted and you want to be unmuted, please press 1. All right. 336, your mic is open. If you have a question or a comment. Evangelist Clayton, your mic is open. If you have a question or comment.
Sister Allison, I'm so grateful for you tonight. I'm so grateful because you spoke to my vision. You know, and being visually impaired, I know that I asked a short question on last night during your interview with us, and you are working on audible books for the visually impaired, those that can hear.
Yeah.
There's books and there's everything. There's no excuse now for what the blind cannot do. That just gives us the achievement and the strive to persevere. And we don't let our blindness define our purpose for moving forward. But the audible book, do you have an ideal of when your audible book would be available for the listening ear, to have an ear to listen, amen, to your book and comprehend it and just be blessed by the reading of your book and hearing, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of
amen.
God. And your word speaks volume to our heart, and that's my question.
Amen.
Do you have any in your audible book available?
My goal is to have one done and up and published by Mother's Day
okay.
Sometime around there. That is my goal.
Okay. I'm looking forward.
I will definitely keep you posted.
Yes, ma'am. I'm looking forward because I have grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren. So definitely. Yes, ma'am. Definitely got my. I'm looking so forward for that. And thank you again for being with us tonight. God bless you. And keep doing what you're doing.
God
bless you. You too, darling. You too. I'm completed.
Thank you. 434, your mic is open.
You're welcome.
If you have a comment or a question?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I just want to thank you for coming to the show. I hope you continue with your books and getting your books out here so that it'll be more for people like us also. And once again, I just want to thank you for coming. This is Destiny.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
You know, Miss Allison, and I'm just, you know, and I'm not saying this with the most love in the world. Your character, Miss Gina, the young lady that was just talking to you, Destiny, your character looks a lot like her daughter. Have you seen the picture, Destiny? She looks a lot like her daughter. She's just as cute as she want to be.
Yes. So I thank you for, you know, I thank you for putting your all in. And you can tell when somebody does it halfway and when somebody's half-stepping and when somebody does it from the heart. And I think you're doing it from the heart. So just continue to let God lead you and continue to walk in his footsteps. Yes.
Thank you.
You're
and,
so
welcome. That just made my heart smile and hit her face look like his face.
Yes.
205 ending in 54. Your mic is open.
Yes, hi, Miss Allison. This is Cindy Lockett in Leslie Lockett, Tallahassee, Florida. I was just really thank you for your confidence and love. You know, being able to come on the show to tell us about your books. And yes, reading is one way to connect us to others and to better know ourselves, and reading can also highlight our perspective and give us depth to our understanding. So my question is, what is your favorite part of being a writer?
No matter how many times it happens, it has to be, for me, opening the case or opening the box that has a copy of my brand new book in it, and holding my brand new release in my hand. No matter how many times it happens, it never gets old. I love it.
Amen. And I have one more question. When a new idea jumps out of you while you're still writing a book, what do you do?
That happens every day, all the time. If I have a piece of paper and a pen or something, because it has been in the most awkward places and in the most awkward times, I could be asleep and the idea will come to me, and I have to, like, wake up and at least jot it down or make a note to myself or send myself a text message.
Okay.
Okay, God bless you.
God bless you, and thank you.
All right. let's see, 803-56, did you have anything you wanted to say?
Yeah, I just want to thank you for coming on and sharing that with us. I'm looking forward to your Audible books. I'm a fan of children's books myself. I'm an adult, but I love children's books. Definitely going to look up to getting some of your books for my children. So thank you again. And this is Two Peace. Amen.
Well, thank you. Thank you. God bless you.
Anybody else? If you want to talk, press 1.
Yeah.
917, your mic is open. Okay, it's all right. It is all right. 850, your mic is open. 85084, your mic is open. There's more than one.
Good evening.
Hi.
Good evening.
Hi.
Oh, there. This is Minister Elsie.
from Wakulla County, Florida. Zandalis, Clayton and Wright.
Well, welcome back.
My question is, did you have any kind of fear? Did you have any kind of like fear of writing, or you know, like you think you couldn't do it, or did any type of fear step inside of you?
Honestly, with this last book, my fear was, what do people think? Oh, she ain't got no kids. She can't relate to kids. And, you know, then they not relate to me. And I just prayed, and I said, God, have your will, have your way over this book and over my life and over the impact of this book. And God has just been showing up and showing out and blowing my mind. So, yes, I did have some fears, but, you know, like the says, God has not given us the spirit of being.
And how long have you been writing? How long?
I have been writing and being published since 2007. So that, what is it? 15 years almost.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Okay, thank you. Those are my friends. Thank you.
Thank you.
863, your mic is open.
Well, hello, Miss Allison. Good evening. How are you?
Hi. How are you? Good evening.
I am wonderful, ma'am. I just want to say, first and foremost, thank you for just blessing us this evening with sharing your ministry and what you do. My name is Goddess. I hold a title for 2023 Miss Black America Elegant Diva and Miss Blind Diva for 2022. And it really resonated with me what you said, because it's really important to be able to find a way to embrace the difference that we have. You know, when people, we all have sometimes differences or disabilities. Some are physical, like mine, where I'm visually impaired. Some are not. However, it's important that you embrace who you are and love the skin you're in, because God made us all uniquely in his image, so we're great. So I admire the concept that you have with your books, inspiring children, and I just want to say definitely just big ups to you for that. Because it's an inspiration in itself, and a lot of children nowadays need that confidence, that acceptance to know that it's okay, there's others like me. So that was my first comment on that for you. Secondly, in honor of being a proud, legally blind, visually impaired woman, January is Braille, National Braille Awareness Month, and Braille is our own language and our community that allows us to have the power of actually enjoying books audibly as well as reading ourselves. So we have an organization called Eyes Like Mine Incorporated, and I just wanted to say that we have a campaign right now with the United Way where we provide Braille overlays on books, which allows people who are sighted to actually be able to read books and learn Braille at the same time, and vice versa. People who are in our community can read to their, you know, can read along as well. So our information is always available. The show can always give out my information, because even if I have myself, I would personally like to Braille a copy of your book so you can have that. So if you're ever in a setting to where you're at a school or somewhere, that everyone can get inspired by your work. So I just want to say, from someone who was truly touched when I lost my sight and having a daughter and coming up having to make up stories, I was so blessed when I was able to learn Braille, and then now with being visually impaired, have books that are like large print to where I can read. And there's also a wonderful young lady, Crystal Boutain, who's actually the founder of iAbility Books, and she has the ability to have your book in a large font for someone who's visually impaired or low vision. So I would gladly love to share those resources with you to help further the ministry and the vision that God has given you. And just to say, continue to walk in your purpose. Thank you so much. And you don't have to be nervous because you did great.
Hey,
thank you so much.
That's what we're about, connection.
So you can feel free to grab info from, you know, any the wonderful staff from this show and be happy to assist you in that endeavor until, like you said, with your audio is up and running, we can get you inclusive so you can reach all that you need to reach. So God bless you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Wow.
See, they didn't know what you was going to be getting tonight, did you? 843, your mic is open. Okay, it's all right. Okay, let's see who else we got up here with an open mic. 205-62. Did I call you already? I think I did. Okay. 404, your mic is open.
Oh, shit.
Oh, you guys, I heard you.
Oh.
It's all right. Okay, well, everybody that wants to, remember, if you want to talk, press 1.
Hello.
Hey, honey.
I have a quick question. I probably missed it, but did she say where the book is available, like the purchase?
I did, and I can and will post that in the group as well, but it's on Amazon. It's also Barnes & Noble, iBooks, and other retailers, but you can also get it directly, get an autographed copy directly from my website, Allison M B A L L Y S O N M as in Mary, D as in David, EESE.com.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, and I hope you feel better.
thank you so much.
Okay, I have all of my tables open. Anybody else?
Can you repeat that website, please?
Absolutely. Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N-M, as in Mary, D-E, EESE.com.
Lost me. I'm sorry, you lost me.
And you guys, it's on our Facebook page. She's going to put her information also on our Facebook page, so you can catch it there also. Does anybody have anything? Guess anybody? Going once. 30 minutes.
Yeah, I've been experiencing some technical difficulties with my phone. Imagine that. I just wanted to say thank you to Miss Allison, to Queen. I'm just sitting here just listening. Like I said, it's just it's not surprising, but it's just to me every time it's just so amazing. What the Queen's Court comes up with, what the squad is capable of. And, of course, with me being visually impaired, before my eyesight is what it is. I used to love to read. I grew up in that generation. Like, we had you know, competitions in school, like who could read the most books, right, you know, and get rewarded for it. And so just to know that you are doing what you are doing for children, for so many people who might not otherwise have that chance or the opportunity, God bless you for that. And also just listening to what the Queen's Court has accomplished and brought together again. And, of course, the goddess, God bless you. You know, you take us with you everywhere you go. You're such a major supporter, and we have so many major supporters and followers with us on the Queen's Court and AJ and the squad. And just to hear what's going on and the women supporting each other, because right now we just, you know, you see what's going on with the battle for gender identification and everything that's going on. And it's just, as a man, to be able to come and listen to all these grown women, these powerful, empowered women doing so many things and making a difference. And I'm just glad myself to be a part of that in each and every one of your presence tonight. So I just want to say God bless all of you, and I just want to say once again thank you, our speaker, for coming by tonight and sharing her testimony with each and every one of us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
He's so sweet, child. He's just so sweet. And then talking about educators and powerful women and the competition, you're talking about the books, AJ, we still do it. It's called Battle of the Books, and we compete against other elementary schools. And we do pretty good sometimes. And, you know, we have an educator here. I am not going to call you out. I'm not going to call your name. I just want to say thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a supporter. And if you want to say something, you can press 1. But I was just wanting to say hi to you because I see that you're on here, but I ain't gonna try to make you talk if you really don't want to talk. You don't have to, but you know, I'm just saying thank you for being here. You know, strong, powerful, supportive woman. You know, oh, wait a minute, she's gonna talk. Wait a minute, how go figure that one out? Let's just see who we got. Who we got?
You know, hello? You work my name, right? You know that. You do that on purpose.
Hi.
But I actually
Libby Cows, everyone. Libby Cows.
Hey, Miss Libby. I was going to say, hey, Allison. I don't know if you remember me from the Lord's Church of Asheville.
How are you?
I am so wonderfully blessed, and I just ordered your book, and I'm
thank
so excited
you.
For you and all the beautiful things that you do. So keep up the great work.
Thank you so
Miss Lindsay.
You're so welcome.
Now, that's a strong, powerful black woman. That's a strong educator. That's a strong supporter. It's only one Miss Libby. I'm glad we got her. So, entrepreneur, businesswoman, I'm telling you, that's it. That's somebody right there. So if you got a Libby Cows in your corner, you can't do nothing but succeed. I'm just saying.
I got my book, too. Thank you.
Good. Anybody else got anything else? If you want to talk, press 1. A couple people just came on, so if you want to talk, press 1, and we'll get your mic open.
Hello.
There he is.
I just want to, first and most important, I want to thank you for your books.
Thank you.
And for you incorporating, you know, when you say Braille and all that, because myself, you know, I work with the BLB, which is, you know, the Blind Leading the Blind, and it's an organization that we meet with twice a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I work with those individuals, you know, with technology resources, giving them tools that they can use. Getting them into school, getting them in the foundation, showing them how to, you know, what needs to be done, notifying, letting them know when NFB is having something. So I appreciate what you do, you know, because I know how it is. So I appreciate what you do, and I'm so glad that, you know, that you do this. And at an early age beginning, you know, at an early age too as well. Because a lot of them get that, you know, get older, and it's a lot of things they still don't know. A lot of things they don't know how to get themselves in school. They don't know how to, once they go to school, you know, they don't know about the different places that's around and different areas where they can go at. They're not used to that. And Braille is for the rising of January the 5th. You know, this is the month for Braille.
And so, I didn't know that until tonight.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, yes. So, yes, it is for a month, this month. So, you know,
yes,
as far as
anybody need to get into
any of the Braille institutes,
I've always said I wanted to learn sign language in Braille, so... I am here for it, and I'm looking forward to it.
Wow, we can definitely make that happen.
It's funny you just said sign language. I'm for you don't know that I'm in school, and my class this week, actually my 6 weeks was a sign language class. And I have learned so much from it. We have a woman that signs at our church every Sunday, and it is beautiful. It is a beautiful way of communication. And I found out that there's a difference between American Sign Language and Black American Sign Language. It is just,
it is.
And YouTube will show you a lot of that. I'm honored to have been learning it, and I want to definitely keep you to keep that going. So that's a beautiful thing. Sign language is something. It's really something.
Wow.
Okay, well, does anybody have anything else? I repeat again, if you want to speak. Go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, this is Elvin once again. Elvin Bratton, I want to say that Goddess, as my adopted niece, she's the one who got me together with you guys, and I'm very, very happy. I'm very excited about what's happening here because I am blessed to have a network that has channels on it, and I definitely want to have sign language on my channel. No, I'm not going to say my channel, the channel that God has given me. And and I definitely want to do things with the blind community. I'm ecstatic, and the young lady who has a book. We do a lot of things like doing things similar like we're about to get into animation and things of that nature. So if you want to, anybody needs to call me personally because I'm a personable person, and my number is 917-371-6260. My name is Elvin Bratton. Please leave a message. If I don't pick up right away, I'll get in contact with you right away so we can talk further.
That's right. Thank you
so much.
All right. And there it is. So we want to definitely thank Miss Allison. If you guys can, go support, go order those books. I'm getting ready to do the same myself, and I can't wait for the little boy books to come out to read The Journey. Until then, we're going to read about Julia, so it's okay. But we thank you so much. Like I said, we've been trying to get to this point for a while now, but we here, and it happened when it was supposed to happen. So I hope some of these connections will work out for you. Keep up the good work. Keep doing what you're doing. Come back anytime. Keep us posted on what you're doing. And we're just happy for you. We thank God for you and for your success. And we look for more in 24. That's all we can tell anybody. We're looking for more in 24.
Amen.
So.
Thank you so much for
Yes, ma'am.
Me.
My honor and my pleasure. Yes.
A blessing and a joy tonight.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I'm on the Facebook, but I don't see the book.
Facebook.
Her website is right on her page.
Did you?
When you go to her page.
I'm on Six Eyes Radio.
No, go to Miss Ellison's page.
No.
I posted the link directly to my website on the AJ and the
Squad.
It's on the AJ and the Squad
page.
Mm-hmm. Oh, AJ
on the Squad? Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
It's on there.
On Facebook?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'll go back and check. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Miss Allison.
Thank you all so much. And thank
appreciate
you for your support.
Come back anytime.
And
your
encouragement. I sure will.
Because I'll be kind of like Miss Allison. Look, come on. Come on.
I gladly will. I enjoyed myself
this evening.
I appreciate you all.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Miss Goddess.
Yes, ma'am.
I hear that you're in a competition that you may need a little support with. You want to tell us about that, ma'am? I'm just putting everybody out there tonight.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Thank you. Well, I'm always humble and honored for all the blessings that God blesses me with, and I don't take them lightly at all. So last year in October, I was made aware that I had won an honor of being recognized as one of the top most influential women of 2023. And that was very special to me because I didn't even know that this was going on. They were researching women all over the United States, and I am the only African-American legally blind woman who was selected and won this title, recognition.
Look at
needless to my God is good, and I will be accepting that honor on February 17th in Austin, Texas, and I will be live so you guys can be a part and witness that with me. Recently, however, I found out that I was a part of a second nomination that I actually didn't know that the voting had been going on for over 2 months now, and I had no knowledge because I just been, you know, going and going, you know, doing, you know, a lot. I do a lot. So now I'm being nominated for top most female entrepreneur of 2023. And currently, even though I was the last to know, to share, within one day, I made it to fourth place. So currently, I would love to win and bring it home because a win for me is a win for us all in my community. It's nothing like being able to show and that there's nothing too impossible. So I did share a post with the link on the AJ and the Squad page. Squad Queen does have it. You know, if it touches your heart, if God puts it on your heart, I would appreciate the vote of support. If you would like to share it, I would appreciate that. If anyone knows my story, you know my journey. And at the end of the day, I'm just glad because I never would guess that I would even be at this point in my life. But I'm truly a testimony that God can use anyone. It doesn't matter what man says, it doesn't matter what God says. So that's what I'm doing, and we'll see if I'll be, you know, what's meant to be. If it's meant to be, it's meant to be. So.
Claim it. So we are going to move over and let Mr. AJ do what he does so well. He's a good guy.
I'm going to pay a bill real quick.
Yes, we can do that. Let me get what I need to get. That is pretty good.
Hey, baby. I will be there shortly.
Hope you are dressed. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Love ya. Really? Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again. And several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
Yeah, I hate
it.
Don't text and drive. Wait till you get home.
Bye.
And keep them seatbelts on. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All righty.
Miss Silhouette, where you at?
Hello. This is Miss Silhouette coming through. Just to let you know that I truly do love listening to H.A. and the Squad and the Queen's Court on Six Eyes Radio Network. Thanks for all that you guys do. You guys are truly, truly an inspiration. Be blessed.
Hi, this is Evangelist Clayton, and I come here, amen, yes I am here, and guess why I'm here, one of the most beautiful, one of the most gorgeous, one of the most sweet young ladies. I'm talking about my daughter. Y'all know her. Y'all know who she is. And I come to celebrate with her on her super, super birthday on this day. But this is the day that the Lord has made. And I'm truly rejoicing because this is the day that the Lord molded and shaped her. And she became a living soul. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Y'all know her as Silhouette. I know her as my daughter. I want to say to you, happy, happy, happy birthday. My mama Sheila, I ain't got nothing but love for you. I come. Amen, to let you know that I'm so glad. The Lord don't make no mistakes. He did it once. He's doing it twice. He's doing it three times. And I got confetti, 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 and confetti. And balloon popping. Happy birthday to you, my beautiful daughter. Happy, happy. And now your mama, by another mama. I love you, and so do I. Happy birthday on this beautiful, beautiful January 5th. God love you more than I could ever say that I do. Enjoy your B-Day.
No party.
I ain't a party. It's your birthday chatter.
That's right.
yeah, just giving a birthday shout-out to Miss Silhouette. Happy birthday. Sweetness, you are beautiful. May God bless you to see many, many more. And this comes from James Two-Piece Johnson from that South Khaki Lackey. Happy birthday to you. God bless you.
Hey, Mr. Sweet.
Yeah, that be sweet.
Yeah, that be sweet.
You're listening to the Queen's Court, along with AJ and the Squad, here on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Mercy, cover me. It was right.
I was blessed and highly favored, live by the Clark.
Happy birthday to you. You're so young. Age is just a number. Don't you stop.
Hello, this Tony calling out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Just wishing you a happy birthday and many, many more.
Okay. Radio Network with AJ and the Squad and the Queen's Court. I would like to say happy birthday to one of our faithful listeners, Miss Silhouette, calling out of North Carolina. Thank you for all your love and support that you show to AJ and the Squad and the Queen's Court. Happy birthday, Silhouette.
Somebody's birthday.
It's somebody's birthday.
Ice cream cake is on me. I got it for everyone.
It's somebody's birthday.
Happy birthday. Oh, my.
So, see, we know you're not feeling well, but we're going to have a party with you anyway, so. Happy birthday, darling. Thank you for your love and support. Thank you for being with us every Friday night. We definitely appreciate you.
No, I really appreciate y'all.
You get better,
Remember,
we praying
thank
for you.
Thank you all. Thank you so much. Absolutely. Y'all got me over here crying. That's not nice.
Well, honey, we full of crybabies around here, so.
It's okay to cry. Go ahead and cry, baby.
Honey.
Tears fall where they lay.
Absolutely.
Crybaby over number one right here, so all right, girl, cry, honey.
Okay.
I cry if the wind blowing
cry,
too
baby,
hard. I'm saying, honey, crying is healthy. Evangeline Clayton, you got something up your sleeve?
We are in the house. Amen.
Okay,
you all know that we celebrate. Amen. We celebrate Christmas in January. Amen. It ain't over till God says it's over. There's 365 days in a year. Amen. And we just come, amen, to celebrate with you. Amen. We ain't looking back, but we're pushing forward. Amen. To God be glory. So we're going to get this thing started.
the way that it's supposed to be started. Amen. To God be the glory. I'm going to call a number. Amen. Number 12. Are you in the house with us tonight?
Yes.
Godfather.
Okay.
Amen.
There you go.
I'm here.
I got you, Godfather. Hold the heart.
Okay, baby. I'm right here.
Number 11, Apostle Johnson. You're in the house with us tonight. They said it was on. I don't know if they unmuted.
What's their first three?
3-5-2.
I have a 610, a 386.
386.
Those are the only ones
It's 386. The one with
386.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, wait a minute.
Okay. Apostle Jackson?
Okay, that was them because they just put their hand up. Okay. All right, I think that's them.
Amen. Apostle Johnson, number 11.
Present.
Okay.
Amen. Number
10,
Queen.
Woo-woo.
Number 9.
Here.
Amen. Number 8. It's Friday
Joy. I'm here.
It's Friday Joy.
Okay.
All right.
I'm here.
Number seven, Evangelist Clayton. I'm here. Number six. I can't hear you. Say it again. Say it loud.
I'm here.
Amen. Number five. We're going to press our way. Number 5.
Yes, I'm here.
Amen. To God be the glory. Number 4. I'm here. Amen. Lady Johnson. Number 3, Sister Destiny.
I'm here.
Okay. Woo-woo.
Number 2. Amen. I see you tonight.
Building.
What you say? Hello, somebody. And number 1, amen. I'm standing here for my sister tonight. Amen. And here we go. We're coming to celebrate
Christmas like this.
Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. You can't stop us now. The beginning of the song, the start of the night, said, ain't no stopping us now.
Amen.
And then God blow our minds this time. God will blow your mind every time. Here we go. On the first day of Christmas, Jesus gave to me, and he gave me the victory.
On the second day of Christmas, Jesus gave to me two shouting shoes.
And he gave me the victory.
On the third day of Christmas, Jesus gave to me three preaching preachers
and two shouting shoes.
And he gave me the victory.
On the fourth day of Christmas, Jesus gave to me four mighty missionaries, three praying preachers,
and two shouting shoes.
And he gave the victory.
On the fifth day of Christmas, Jesus gave to me five stones to feed,
four mighty missionaries, three preachers,
two shouting shoes.
And he gave me the victory.
On the sixth day of Christmas, Jesus gave to me six different friends,
five songs to sing,
four mighty missionaries, three praying preachers,
two shouting shoes.
And he gave me the victory. On that seventh day of Christmas, Jesus gave to me 7 days of praying.
Five songs to sing. Four mighty missionaries.
Three playing preachers.
And two shouting shoes.
And he gave me victory.
On the eighth day of Christmas, Jesus gave to me 8 angels watching.
7 days of praying.
50 distance playing.
5 songs to sing. 4 mighty missionaries.
3 praying preachers.
2 shouting shoo-woos.
And he gave me the victory.
On the ninth day of Christmas, Jesus gave to me 9 wise deacons.
8 angels watching.
7 days of praying.
6 traditions praying.
5 songs to sing.
4 mighty missionaries. 3 praying preachers.
2 shouting shoes.
And he gave me the victory.
On the 10th day of Christmas, Jesus gave to me 10 voices harmonizing.
9 wise deacons.
8 angels watching.
7 days of praying.
6 magicians playing.
5 songs to sing.
4 mighty missionaries. 3 praying preachers.
2 shouting shoes.
And he gave me the victory.
On the 11th day of Christmas, Jesus gave to me 11 willing workers.
10 voices harmonizing.
9 wise deacons.
8 angels watching.
7 days of praying.
6 musicians playing.
5 songs to sing.
4 mighty missionaries. 3 praying preachers.
2 shouting shoes.
And he gave me the victory.
Bring it on. On the 12th day of Christmas, Jesus gave to me 12 months of lifting.
11 wisdom workers.
10 voices harmonizing.
9 wise deacons.
8 angels watching.
7 days of praying. 6 magicians playing.
5 songs to sing.
Oh, that's sweet.
4 mighty missionaries. 3 praying preachers.
2 shouting shoes.
And he gave me the victory. And he gave me the victory. And he gave me the victory.
And he gave us the victory.
Hallelujah. You tell me we can't celebrate Christmas, January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October,
November,
December.
Family.
10 voices harmonizing. 9 wise deacons. 8 angels watching. 7 days of praying. 6 musicians playing. 5 songs to sing.
6 musicians playing.
3 praying preachers.
Who gave us the victory.
We had Billy over in the background playing the drums. I heard him.
All right.
Oh, remix. I know that.
You go pick it up on Amazon. Amazon, right now.
Okay.
I've had a really good time. Thanks to the Queen's Court for hosting such an incredible, as always, great, incredible show.
Amen. I want to say before we leave the show tonight, God did it just like he said that he would. Amen. To God be the glory. You can press and you can press, but God is a pickup, and he'll turn it that thing around. I want to thank the Apostle Johnson and Lady Johnson for coming in from their celebrating his mom's birthday today. Amen. To God be the glory. Also celebrating Silhouette's birthday today. Want to thank you all. Amen. For celebrating with my daughter tonight. Thank you for celebrating with my brother, his mom, and my sister, Lady Johnson, and them celebrating with them. Thank you all for finding it not robbery to sign on with AJ and the squad and Queen's Court tonight to join in for the 12 days of Christmas gospel extravaganza. We got Christmas in January. Keep on
how
serving.
Sweet it is.
Serving the Lord will pay off for you. It'll pay off. Amen. You ain't got to do nothing. God will fight for you. Be blessed, everyone.
Amen.
So we were talking about victory. So there's a song, and some of you guys may know it, but it's by Ty Tribbett. And the words are, let's go on. Everybody get your hands up. We got the victory. I thought I was lost, but actually I won. For by his blood we have overcome. There is no failure. Our God can never lose. And that same power but now belongs to you. Now it's time to celebrate. Our banners raised. We got the victory. The victory. Because the devil is defeated and God be praised, we got the victory. Every situation I face, I win. We got the victory. And everything works for my good in the end. We got the victory. Ladies, say it was on my way to burning hell. The devil thought he had me, set my life up to fail. But thanks be to my God who causes me triumph, overcome, and tread upon the enemy. We got the victory. We got the victory.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't nothing else to be said. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Amen.
Amen.
You stick a fork in that because it's already well done. Steak and pork chop and oxtail. It's done.
Amen. Double our face, I win. All right, AJ, you ready to close us up, baby? I
got as always, I want to remind everybody, check out right here on the 6 Hours Radio Network every Saturday, 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The founder of the 6 Hours Radio Network himself, Mr. 6 Hours, kicking it with the crew. Make sure you go check him out every Saturday, 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And before we get up out of here like we always do, God grant us the serenity to accept those things we cannot change, the courage to change those things that we can, and the wisdom to know the difference, and we all say,
Amen.
Miss Lady.
Thank you all again.
Yes, sir.
You all. Thank you.
Did you get my
message? You're so welcome.
Yes. I'll talk to you in a second.
Okay, thank you. All right,
Does anybody have anything else before we close it up?
Love you all.
Godfather.
Love
you. Thank you, guys.
Yes, darling. You can
love
always
you,
call
baby,
up here.
Love you.
I'm going to go grab that.
Okay, baby.
Baby.
thank you guys so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you.
Great first show of the new year.
I love you all.
Great first show of the new year. Yes, it was.
It was great.
Queen's Court do what Queen's Court do. Thank you to our kings for supporting us, as always. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
We all ready? We all ready?
We ready, yes.
We ready.
You've been listening to another great episode of the Queen's Court along with AJ and the squad here on the Six Eyes Radio
Network. I just love that part, y'all.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year,
everybody.
And thank God for
letting
us do another year.
Amen.
Amen.
When I'm worried and I can't sleep, I count my blessings instead of sleep. I fall asleep counting my blessings. Getting small, I think of where I had none at all, and I fall asleep, counting my blessings. I picture curly hair, and one by one I count them as they slumber in their beds. If you're worried and you can't sleep, just count your blessings instead of sheep, and you'll fall asleep, counting your blessings.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Good night.
Thanks for a great show.